Hey there, Jen here.
And this is a happy bit. My family and I were traveling for the 4th of July holiday here in the U.S., and we had the opportunity to drive through several small towns. And my son made a comment that actually matched what I was thinking. And he said, "Mom, it seems like all of these people in all of these towns, they just care about getting a car and then getting another car and then having a bigger house, and then they die." And that's really simplifying things, but there's some truth there. We are constantly driven to achieve and to accumulate and to accomplish. But when all is said and done, have we chosen the right things to focus on? Let me ask you this. What is the measure of your success? What do you want to accomplish or achieve in your life? Is it to make sure your kids all go to a great college? Is it to get that dream job? Is it to have that certain amount of money in your bank account or that fancy house? Is it to finally get your living room decorated in a way that matches who you are? And if those are the goals, do you feel satisfied with that? I come back to this again and again, but I want to challenge you to take 10 minutes today and sit still, quietly, with your eyes closed, without disturbance, and notice how you feel as you contemplate each of your goals. How do you feel when you think of each of these things? We've been given this inner GPS, our intuition, or being able to listen to the voice of a higher power, whatever you believe, whatever language you use. But so many of us ignore that signal, ignore the cues that our feelings and our emotions are giving us. Take time today to notice how you feel. And start doing the things that help you actually feel the way you want to feel. More often than not, you might notice that sitting still and being quiet, maybe even just hugging or spending time with a loved one, feels so much better than striving to get that new car or to get that bigger house or to perfectly decorate something. What helps you feel the way you want to feel long term? That's your inner GPS. And today's happy bit is to challenge you to listen to your feelings and let them be your guide. Also, I wanted to ask a favor. This podcast is all about helping women feel the way they want to feel, and that is happy, deeply satisfied with their lives. And if this podcast has been of any value to you, do me a favor and share it with 3 friends. Show them where the podcast app is on their phones and how to search for Vibrant Happy Women, how to subscribe, and get them hooked, because this is a movement. I want to help as many women as I can, and you're a part of that. You're a part of that movement. We need to make sure every woman is doing the things that make her happy, because happiness is contagious, and your happiness is the greatest gift you can give to those around you. Thank you so much for listening. Share the podcast with 3 friends, and go take 10 minutes and notice how you feel. Follow what feels good to you. I'll see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.